Hi, I'm Laura with Kickass in Life, where I help you get hired fast, be smart with money, and be a happier and healthier self. Thanks for joining. I'm so excited that you're here. Today we are talking about informational interviews. What's that? Okay, so an informational interview is not an interview for a specific job. It is an interview so that you find out as much as you can about an industry, a company, or a person in that industry, and you take that information and it helps you in your career search. So basically what an informational interview is you reach out to somebody in your industry. So it could be potentially a recent grad who is doing something that you're kind of interested in, but you're not totally sure if that's sort of the direction you want to head. Or maybe your professor connects you to somebody that they know in the city that you're now living in, and you want to find out a little bit more about the company that they work at. And so that's what an informational interview is, and that's sort of how it's framed. So there's no actual job attached to it, but it's really a fact-finding mission. And why that's so important is because information is so king right now. It's so important. And so you just want to gather as much information as possible in this time. When you're job searching, you kind of don't know, oh, should I like go pursue this path of if I'm going to be a social media editor, or should I go pursue this path of being a writer? What an informational interview will help you do is suss out the paths of the people that have gone before you, so you can kind of see how they got from A to B. You can find out a little bit more about the company and entry-level positions within that company, what kind of skills are necessary to get hired there. And it's also an opportunity to network. This is somebody you haven't met before, and it's an opportunity to meet them, get to know about their job experience, and learn as much as you can from them, so that really helps you in your job search. People are willing to do this because people want to help other people. And so if you're framing it as, hey, Fred, I really wanted to connect with you. I was hoping you might have 30 minutes for an informational interview. I can come to you. What time do you have available next week? Putting your ask out there in a specific way to give them the opportunity to say yes. They want to help you. They understand where you are because they were there too. And so that's the kind of person that you want to target, is somebody who can be willing to help you and just spend 30 minutes of their busy day talking to you. And in turn, what you do is you come as prepared as possible. What does that mean? It means you've researched your person, you've researched the company, you've checked it all out on LinkedIn, you know your person's path from A to B, so you don't go in there asking, okay, so what do you do? If you're doing that, you're doing it wrong, because you need to show that you're eager, that you're prepared, that you do your homework, and that you're asking specific questions, because otherwise it kind of just shows that you don't care, that you haven't done your homework, you have nothing that you're really interested in learning, and you just want a connection. And people don't like helping people like that. You know, it's not a free ride. You need to show that you have done your homework and you're super interested. So you show up prepared. You have a few key takeaways that you're hoping to get out of this meeting. And then it's really up to you to sort of drive it, drive the conversation to get those key points that you're really interested in hearing about. People love talking about themselves. So get them to open up, get them to talk about themselves, their career journey. You know, come with specific questions. So if you want to figure out a little bit more about the company culture, ask them about it. Or what is a typical entry-level position in this industry that they work in? And what skills do you think are super valuable that you should be working on now so that you could be considered for an entry-level position? And maybe something you could ask is, what is the biggest takeaway that they had that they learned in their first job, or when they learned in their 20s, in their early career? What is something that they found really invaluable, or advice that they might have from their younger self? What skill do they find imperative for their current job? What is that something you can learn? Is it a program you can learn to really like master and become an expert in? what is going to really help you stand apart in this industry. So you come with your questions, you know what you how you want to sort of guide the conversation, and then you show up, you're curious. Bring a notebook. It's really important to write things down. If somebody tells you, oh yeah, I know, I could maybe make a connection for you. I could maybe connect you to my friend Johnny who works in HR, and I know that they might be hiring in your industry. Be diligent so you can take notes in those situations so you can capture all of the great insights that they're giving you. Respect their time. If they give you 30 minutes, respect 30 minutes. Show up early. Say at the beginning of the meeting, thank you so much. I know that you have allocated about 30 minutes. Is that right? Should we end this at 2:30? I just want to be clear. And you know, they'll say, yeah, that's right. Or oh, I could maybe go till 3. Just so you are totally aware of the time constraints that you have. Go to them, offer to maybe bring them a coffee in their office or do something to make it super simple for them to say yes. And then you're throughout the conversation, you're just curious. You want to learn more. You want to, look them in their eye and, you know, with an active listening. So look them in their eye, lean forward, you know, really listen to them, take a few notes. That'll make them feel good because you're paying attention to them. You are saying that they are saying things that are important enough to write down. And that allows you to follow up on those things at a later date. Maybe they gave you a few tips that you can follow up with. I think that's all really, really key, and that's going to really help you get from sort of A to B. So then when you close the meeting, say, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate all of your great insights. I learned a lot today, and I can't wait to, you know, keep you updated on my progress as I continue my job search. Is there anybody else that you might recommend reaching out to? So that's another good question. So you can see, is there a way you can, you know, continue to build this network of people, the super people that are going to help you on your career journey? So, is there any way that you can connect me to anybody else? Or is there anybody else you recommend reaching out to or companies I should look into? That's another great question. So you can get more insight into what will help you down the line in your job search. More connections, more leads, more opportunities, more success. But the informational interview is a great place to start. It's a great way to meet somebody. It's a great way to get a lot of insights and really smart thinking from smart people. And then they, in turn, will be interested in your success. So follow up with them in maybe a month and say, hey, thank you so much for that recommendation to reach out to so-and-so. We met and it was so lovely and I'm still on my job search, but it's going well and, you know, thank you again. So then they kind of have a vested interest in your success as you continue to update them because people want to know if they're helping. And that's just a great way is to just keep them updated. So that's the informational interview. Thanks for listening. So as always, reach out to me with any questions you have. Email me, visit my site, kickassin.life for more information and to ask questions, to subscribe to my newsletter. We are talking about a few different things on the site. We are talking about how to cultivate grit. We have more tips for informational interviews. And then if you are graduating in December, congratulations. It can be a scary time, but don't freak out. We have a post for you on kickassin.life. And as always, you can also visit my Instagram account and kickassin.life and like it and participate in the conversation because I'm here for you. I want to help you. And I know how hard you're working to get from A to B and you're going to get there. So go kick ass in your career. Talk soon.